This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. It is National Diabetes Week, and, well, we're going to talk about it. Diabetes, of course, affects a lot of Australians, and Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist, is going to talk us through that condition. Lisa, how's it going?
Yeah, great, Jordan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So, National Diabetes Week, it happens each year. What's the focus of this year, this week?
So the focus of the campaign in South Australia this year is to turn the spotlight onto the risks associated with diabetes. Specifically in three ways, so increasing the awareness of the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, reducing the risk of complications for those living with diabetes, and providing risk management advice for those living with or at risk of diabetes.
Hmm.
Yeah, so risk is a key issue here this year.
And obviously there's a lot of focus on risk of type 2 diabetes. What are some of the risk factors with developing that condition?
Yeah, so when it comes to type 2 diabetes, there are basically kind of two types of risk factors. There are genetic and environmental risk factors for developing the condition. So the genetic factors are what we call non-modifiable risk factors, so we can't change these. So these are such as your age, so being over 55 is a risk. People who have a first degree relative with type 2 diabetes have increased risk, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people over 35. They're just a few of the non-modifiable risk factors. However, there are modifiable risk factors, and these we can have a big impact on. So the modifiable risk factors that increase our chances of developing type 2 diabetes are things like being overweight, especially having a large tummy girth, low levels of physical activity, including sitting for long periods of time, unhealthy eating habits, so regularly choosing high fat, high sugar, high salt, and low fibre foods, smoking cigarettes, and then also having high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So those are all things that increase our risk of having type 2 diabetes, but we can have a positive impact and reduce our risk.
I do know that I did one of those online, tests for, you know, your risk factors to see whether, you know, you're low, moderate, or high risk factor for type 2 diabetes. And, you know, I eat my vegetables. I'm vegan, so I kind of have to feed myself. You know, I get plenty of exercise, and I all round feel like a pretty healthy person, but my dad does have type 2 diabetes, and that put me in a moderate level of risk.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. I'll give you the link to that shortly, because like you say, when you do that survey, it can be quite surprising that some of the things that we can't modify then have an impact on our risk. So it really makes it more important to have a positive impact on those things that we can impact, like your eating and your exercise, etc. And diabetes is one of the most serious chronic conditions in Australia. We have 1 in 6 adults at risk of developing diabetes. And in South Australia, we currently have 180,000 people who have pre-diabetes or at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. So there's 180,000 people out there who can change what they're doing to reduce their chances of going on and developing type 2 diabetes.
Hmm.
And the reason that we really want to know our risk and make some improvements is because diabetes is known as the silent killer, as many people have type 2 diabetes without even knowing it. So over time, the high glucose levels in our blood are as a result of having pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes causes damage to our blood vessels and nerves, and this leads to long-term health complications such as heart, kidney and eye diseases and nerve damage in our feet. And these detrimental effects can be happening without our knowledge. So when we're going around in the community and we don't know that we have pre-diabetes or diabetes, these effects can be happening and having a negative effect on our body. So that's why knowledge is key, and we really want to get in and do this risk assessment tool. So as you said, you can be put down as low risk, moderate risk or high risk. And if you're high risk, we highly recommend that you then go and see your GP and get screened. And if you're moderate risk, like you say, you might want to make some changes to your lifestyle by improving your nutrition or exercise. And the website for people to go to is www.facethefacts.org.au. So facethefacts.org.au, click through the prompts and you can find out what your risk is for developing type 2 diabetes.
And like you said, being the silent killer, you may not notice any symptoms around it. So taking stock of your how you live, your lifestyle, probably is the best course of action to determine whether or not you may be at risk.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are symptoms for type 2 diabetes, like increased thirst or frequent urination, a number of other ones, but they're so minor that some people just don't know that it's happening. So, yeah, assessing your risk and making some modifications is a really great way to go.
No worries. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Lisa Parkinson, accredited exercise physiologist on your Classic It's Breakfast.